This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. To tell the story of Kermit Gosnell, journalists and movie makers have turned to crowdsource funding to tell the story of what they legitimately call the world's worst serial killer. Few people know the Gosnell story or the peril in which Gosnell placed his mostly lower-income, mostly black patients. Over the weekend, GosnellMovie.com passed the halfway point, raising over $1 million with 22 days left. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is getting pretty bold on the life issue at a forum on drug and alcohol abuse. The possible presidential candidate tied his opposition to abortion to a respect for human life, saying he is pro-life both before and after birth. 15-year-old Justina Pelletier spent Easter isolated from family by Massachusetts state officials who inserted themselves in a dispute between doctors over her care. Justina recently smuggled a note out saying she was being abused in the state facility. This is Life News Radio. Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion. This is Life News Radio. There has been another defeat for the HHS mandate that seeks to interdict pregnancy by nearly any means without regard to conscience or freedom of religion. A federal district judge issued an injunction stopping the feds from forcing religious broadcaster Jim Dobson to comply with the mandate. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.